I hand-packed. I saw that on YouTube, where you take like a globule of grease and you put it on your palm, and then you take the back of the bearing and you push it down until, and you keep pushing it down repeatedly until you see grease coming up through the top of the bearing. It's kind of like two pieces of metal riding into each other. You're not just greasing like the outside of the bearings. You have to get this grease inside that little canal in there.
Mm-hmm.
By repeatedly packing, and it seemed to be fine. I know you have a way of doing it with a device.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they're really cheap at Harbor Freight or even any auto parts place. But it's kind of like this cup device, and you can clamp the bearing on, and you use your grease gun. You just pump it right the way through the bearings.
Yeah, so I didn't have one, and I didn't mind this hand packing deal. It was too bad. So then I took. I looked at cleaned out, of course, the inside of the hub, and there's the raceways, and I realized, I guess if you replace your bearings, you have to replace that little race inside it. Apparently, you use some kind of chisel or something to pop those out. I mean, a punch. Like they say, it had to be like brass, so you're not messing up the.
Well, that would be nice, but you know your old ones you're scrapping anyway. But certainly, yeah, a bar of brass or aluminum or something I've used. I have steel punches too, but it's got to be flat on the end, not like a center punch type thing. And you work your way around it to knock it out.
Yeah, I mean, luckily mine they were like super clean; they weren't scored or anything, so. I didn't have to deal with that. But I guess when you buy bearings, they come with a matching race. Is that right?
Yes.
And then you'd have to do that. Yeah. And I guess if you're doing it, don't mix them up if you've got more than one. Open one box at a time kind of a thing, huh?
Well, that's not as critical, but certainly you don't want to mix a new bearing with an old race.
Yeah. So how do you knock the new one in? Because they look like they're in there pretty deep, and they'd have to go in square.
Exactly. You work your way around it. Bit by bit, you know, you can't just kind of knock it in. It's got to, you fit it in there and initially to get it down flush, you know, you can use a piece of wood or something and you tap on it until it gets down flush. And then once it's down at that point, you know, you start using your brass rod or whatever and you tap it and you just keep going in circles all around because it's only going to go down a little bit each time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's clear once you get apart and look at it, but...
Yeah, and it's going to be clear when you hit it to the end.
It changes.
It's going to stop.
It's going to stop, and it'll probably have a different sound.
Yep.
Yeah. So, luckily, I didn't have to go that far. And I guess, would it just wear anyways, or if I keep my bearings nicely greased, I wouldn't have to even worry about it?
Well, exactly.
Anyway, so I took some grease and I greased around that seat inside there,
mm-hmm.
and of course I already had hand packed my outer or inner bearing,
mm-hmm.
and dropped that in, and then I took the seal and I put a little more grease after the bearing was in, just kind of smooshed it around there, and then I took some and I put it inside the little bit coated the inside of the seal. Like,
mm-hmm.
And then set that on, tapped it lightly, and then I took a 2x4 that would cover the whole area there and hit the wood that would seat the seal in flush. Made sure it was flush with my fingers all the way around so it was in there nice and straight. So I did that and then flipped it over, and then I took some grease and I put some grease on the spindle itself, just a light coating. And then slid it, the whole unit, back on. And you could hear like a little pop, like a as it slid mm-hmm. on. And then put some more grease on the raceway, on the outer raceway. And then, of course, the outer bearing. And then a little more grease onto that. And then the nut. Mine has a little D shape on it.
Mm-hmm.
To line up with the spindle, and then here's where I kind of messed up a little bit, and I have a blog post on this on thevap.com. Just go to the blog. But at this point, I took my castle nut and.